Now let's go today to this message. The next one is endurance. I mean, you might have faith, but my gosh, something can come along and just knock your faith right out from under you. Can't it say? So what do you got to do? You got to endure to the end. You got to survive, man. So that's what we're talking about today. Let's look at it. Hebrews 12:1. Last week we did all of chapter 11. Y'all remember the homers going out the park? That was great, wasn't it? I love those guys. We gave them their due in chapter 11 last week. Sometimes little mentioned people, we let them knock the ball out the park. That's what faith can do for you. Let's go to chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every what? Weight. Come on, help me now. And the sin which doth so easily what? Beset us. Say that last part with me. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Amen? So let's look at this. Let's break this down, talk a little bit about it. It says, let us run the race with what? What's that word patience mean? It means this. It's the word endurance. Let us run the race with endurance. I mean, anybody can run. Hey, look, I'm running. Yeah, but you just quit after about four steps. We call that quitting from where I come from. The word, let us run the race with patience, means keep running, man. Amen? Keep running. Yeah, but my chest hurts. Keep running. My legs are hurting. Keep running. Finish line's right over there. But I'm behind somebody else. Somebody else won. Don't worry about them. Finish for your own good. Amen? Patience means endurance. The word endurance, if you go to a dictionary, it actually means to survive. I endured this. I survived this or that. So, that's where we got the title from today. Endurance is our what? Survival. It says, I made it through it. Say that with me. I made it through it. You ever had some it? A lot of us were bad people. We called it something else. Excuse me. That's ugly, ain't it? I made it through what? It! That's endurance. The idea of enduring is making it while you're still moving forward. Endurance ain't like, I made it. I'm stopped in the middle. No, you stopped. That ain't, no. But you might just be a little baby at this. But that's still moving forward, ain't it? Come on. Endurance. Making it while still moving forward. By the way, the whole series is called Elevate. It's called Taking It to Another Level. Amen? Now, if you want to do what you're doing, or do less than you're doing, or if you want to quit altogether, have at it. This is a message, the whole series, for people that say, you know what? I want to take it higher for Jesus Christ. I want to live the Christian life. Finally in my life, I want to do my best. Can I do more? That's what we're talking about. How can I run the race of life? That's what we're talking about today. How can I make it through it? Is it possible? Is it possible? For the mess I'm going through, or the trouble I'm in, is it possible for me to survive and even thrive as I run the race of life? Come on. If that's possible, I'd like to hear about it. Amen? Because there's plenty of people telling me, quit. There's plenty of people, when you struggle, saying, poor baby. There's plenty of, you always find, oh, poor baby hands everywhere. But people that will encourage you to stay with it. Don't give up. Don't quit. You can make it through it. Amen? So wasn't that a nice little introduction? Isn't that great? We just asked a nice little talk. That was good. How do I do that, crazy preaching man? Glad you asked. Come on. Can you make it through it? The answer is what? Yes, yes, yes. But you know what you're saying right now. How? I'm glad you ask, ask, ask. All right? I'm going to be in your face for a little bit. Is that all right? Okay? Here we go. And as I'm in your face, I'm in my face. I believe I struggle more than anybody in this room. I'm not saying I got it harder than you. I'm saying I believe I struggle probably more than anybody in this room because of who I am and my makeup, my personality, my background, my past, my being the minister, when many times I feel like I should be sitting out there and you preaching. Who am I to get up here and tell you this mess when I'm the one that keeps stopping? You see what I'm saying or not? So that's why I keep going to the Bible. I had a lawyer call me this week, and we talked a little bit. And he's working with me a little on the building, not a legal case or anything like that, but he's just helping us with some design ideas and issues and how we can save some money, and that's his expertise, believe it or not. So anyway, he asked me after it was all said and done, he said, Pastor, how do you keep making it? How do you get up every week and preach? It was a good question. It's the one nagging thing. You know what I'm saying? Got to do the same thing every single week, and I've only got one book. Amen? Thank God that book's alive. Amen? Say, whoo, it's breathing. And that thing will talk to you if you'll get in it. I'll tell you that. That's how I told him. I said, man, I keep doing it. And I keep seeing things from a different angle. And God the Holy Spirit enables me. Amen? And if you're going to endure, God the Holy Spirit's going to have to enable you. You listening all right so far? All right. I feel like I'm getting counseling. Here we go. Check out the winners. How do I endure? Say it with me. Number one, check out the... God, y'all killing me. One more time. How do I endure? Here we go. How do I survive? Check out the winners. Stop looking at losers. Stop surrounding yourself with people. Well, I know, I can't believe that happened to you, and I can't believe you going through that, and I left that church too, and my pastor, blah, 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 blah. Quit it. If you want to endure, if you want to survive, moving at the same time as you're hurting, check out the winners. Last week we checked out some winners, didn't we say? Did we see some people in chapter 11 hit some homers last week? Check out people like that. Others have done it, you can do it. Say it with me. Others have done it, you can do it. What's that mean? Whatever you're going through, there's nothing new under the sun. Others have done it, you can do it. Y'all right? Wherefore seeing, verse 1 again, chapter 12, we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Check out the winners, man. What's that mean? Great cloud of witnesses. In the old days, when the Bible was given, there wasn't chapters and verses. That was put in there, and it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. But just because a chapter breaks at the end of chapter 11, it doesn't mean it's a whole new thought. Amen? So this great cloud of witnesses is going back to that great chapter on faithful people in chapter 11. And the idea of great cloud, listen, that word great cloud in the Greek language, when they were trying to write this, the idea is when you look up into the sky, it's not like a couple of big clouds. It's like the sky. As far as you can see, from the east to the west, there are these huge hanging down clouds. They're gigantic. That's the winners. That's what God says. We have a great cloud of witnesses. God has given them to us in the Word of God. We also had the pleasure, many of us who've lived life, to know faithful people. Those are our great cloud of witnesses. Many of them, right out of Fellowship Church, they're cheering me on today. You think, how many knows Bill Patterson? Say. How many thinks Mr. Bill Patterson, who served in this church, is saying, Gary Clark, you're going to build that building. It's going to happen. How about Millard Walker? Do you think Millard Walker's up there with his rocking chair or something like that? And he's saying, oh, I'm so sorry, you can't do it. What's Millard Walker telling me up there? He's saying, you can make it, man. Are you hearing me or not? Check out winners. The great cloud of witnesses. A lot of times I've preached Hebrews 12 and you've heard it taught. Witnesses, we think, means spectators. They're out there and they're looking at us. Witness doesn't mean spectator. It doesn't mean, pop it up, somebody just sitting there in the stand looking at you. Go, Gary, go! Now that's good preaching, it sounds good, but you know what the word actually means? The word witness actually means martyr. We are surrounded with a great cloud of people who gave their life for Jesus Christ. You hear me? And a lot of them, their life was taken, like my mother. You want to read a good book sometime, make you cry and upset you? Fox's Book of Martyrs. You read one after the other that was killed for God. We are surrounded with people, those big clouds, wow, who gave their life for Christ. Because they've given their lives, they are a witness to us. They are witnessing back to us. They ain't just sitting up there, y'all go. No, they're witnessing. They're speaking to us. They bear witness. They ain't just looking. Something's coming out from that sky. You hearing me? Something's coming down. Something's like, you can make it because I made it. Amen? They bear witness to us that God can see you through it. God showed them. They show us that you can do it. You hearing me today? Did that change some of your thinking about that great cloud of witnesses in the sky? Haven't we heard it's like a big grandstand up there? Say. But now when I look up, I don't just go, hi, my friend. Looks like you made it. I hear something coming back down. It says, get your chin up. Pick it up a notch. Repent. Get right with God. You can make it. Come on. Keep moving. Y'all hearing me today? That's a good thought, isn't it? Oh, that is so helpful. Look at this great verse over in Romans. I've been saying the Hebrews, but I had to throw this one up there. But whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience, there's our word, and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Patience, that word endurance, and the word comfort means encouragement. Amen? So, what does that verse mean to us when we read our Scriptures? Through endurance and encouragement from the Scripture, that stuff about other people in the Bible God put, we might have hope, which is a confident expectation that I can make it. Sometimes you wonder what you're going through, if you can make it, say. Let's testify this morning, Pastor. I wonder sometimes if I can make it through it. Can I see some hands in the house this morning? Through this kind of witness, it gives you the encouragement. As you read the Scriptures and know that other people went through it, they're bearing witness to me that I can make it. Check out what? Somebody help me. Winners! So often, don't we focus on losers? I'm the worst. I do it all the time. I focus on crud, crap, excuse me. Get down, get negative, and it turns into a colossal nightmare. Okay? I need help. How many knew that already? Y'all, stop it! I'm the only guy in town that preaches to his psychiatrist. You guys. Amen? But the point is, hey, stop focusing on losers. Stop focusing even on the lousy stuff you've done. Check out some winners if you're going to make it. Amen? Like the ball team, man. I don't need people telling me we can't win the game. We can't come back. It's too late. They're too big. They're too tough. They're better than me. Shut up! Hit the ball! Say it with me. Hit the ball! I had several of you see me in town this week and you went to me, several of you came to me and said, hit the ball! Amen? That's what we did last week. So, check out winners. Endurance is our survival. So that's number one. Number two, and we're making good time, check out your what? Check out yourself. So check out winners. How can I endure? How can I make it? How can I survive? Check out winners. God gave you a lot of them in the Bible. He gave you others right here at Fellowship Church. There are winners among us. There are. There are winners right in this room that I look to for strength, that I look to for encouragement. Check out winners. Oh, there's some losers too, excuse me. Check out winners. Amen? Especially from the Bible. Number two, check out yourself. Verse 12:1 goes on to say this, let us lay aside, help me now, every what? And the sin which does so easily beset us. How many have ever heard this preached that all of us have a besetting sin? Can I see your hands if you've ever preached it like that? Well, that's not what this is. I don't believe that's what that's saying either. I believe we do all struggle with sin. But let's look at this. What is this talking about? Check out yourself. Let us, that's me, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset me. What does that mean? Well, athletes wear weights on their legs and arms. That's how they train. You've seen them do it, ain't you? What you wearing them for? So when I take them off, I can run faster. Okay? My legs are getting stronger. Baseball, I played it. Baseball batters use a weighted donut. We had what was called a donut. Put it on the bat and swing it. Nowadays, they got this fancy sleeve thing they hook around the bat. I don't know where I was. But anyway, so the idea is make that bat heavier. Why? Because as I'm warming up and I'm doing this number, as I'm doing that number right there, I pull that thing off. I walk up there to that plate. And that bat seems like it ain't nothing much now. And you know, you got to increase your bat speed, your strength, okay? But pop it up. But what might be good for training is not good for running the race or hitting the ball. Get off the weights. Lose the donuts. That'll help you with your weight. Anyway, listen to me. Come on, listen. Get rid of that. Lay it aside. When it comes game time, say it with me. Lose the weight. If you want to make it, you got to lay down some weight. You got to lose some weight. Okay? I thought I'd wait to preach this message after I lost 40 pounds. No, it has nothing to do with this at all. What does weight mean? Woo, look at that. Come on, let's cheer for that girl. Come on, come on. We're happy for you. We're happy for you. We don't know you, but we're happy for you. Listen, I saw that title, The Biggest Loser, when that show came out. I didn't know anything about it. I thought, what a terrible title. Why should we picking on people? Calling them a big loser. But you know what? That's a title that a lot of people like me, I'll gladly wear that title, amen? But think about it spiritually. I want to be the biggest loser. I want to lose the weight that's besetting me, that's holding me down, that's causing me to go slow, that's causing me to screw up my life. I want to lose that weight. You hearing me say? Amen. So the sin that does so easily beset us or enable us, what is that sin that we've got to lay down? What's that thing that's killing us? Here it is. It's unbelief. I'm convinced of it. It's not, well, you know, you smoke, and that's your besetting sin. And you know what? You don't have good language. That's your besetting sin. And you've got an anger issue. That's your besetting sin. And you know, you're stingy. That's your besetting sin. I don't think that's what this is talking about. It was all about Hebrews chapter 11. Keep it in context. What is the thing that weighs us down? What is it that will stop us? A lack of faith. If I don't have faith, I can't endure. I can't survive if my faith is gone. You understand? So I need to lose unbelief. We've got to keep it in context. The word faith, I believe, is I believe God, period. It's mentioned 21 times in chapter 11. He ain't changing subjects in chapter 12. He said it 21 times in chapter 11. What is the thing? Since we got this great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside the weight of what? Unbelief. Wow. Does it kill you like it kills me? When I go down that path, my wife calls it the dark side. She said you need to get away from those dark corners of your mind. And I just tell you that because I know there's some other folks in the house that have that same problem. And you just spiral downward. You ever done it? You in it? You doing it? That's why I'm preaching today. That's why we have church. Amen? I need to have help, man. Don't you? Faith in God enables you to do what? Endure. I can survive through the end. And I thought this church thing was no big deal. Well, if it's no big deal, then I quit. I don't want to give my life to it. But if it's a big deal and it'll help you, I'm willing to keep going. Amen? I've got to believe, like the lawyer told me. How do you get up every Sunday and do it? I believe it makes a difference. I believe it's helping you. If I ever think, oh my gosh, I'm not helping anybody, and that's what happens sometimes, I go in that dark corner and I spiral down. But if I know what we're doing matters, we can charge hell with a water pistol. Amen? So check out yourself. Here's what the cloud of witnesses is telling you today. Say it with me. Lose weight by faith. What are they saying to me? I thought they were just looking. They ain't looking. They're going to be throwing stuff at you if you don't watch it. Listen, they're looking at it going, lose weight by faith. When I look up from now on, that's when I see a cloud. I'm going to think about that. Lose weight by faith. Lose the weight of unbelief. Got it? Check out winners. Check out yourself. I tell you what, when you look at a winner and you look at yourself, you find you've got some progress you can make. Amen? You've got a ways you can go. If you surround yourself with losers and thinking about losers, you'll get to thinking just like they think, well, we all just losers. We'll all just die. Check out winners. Check out yourself. Number three, this is the kicker right here, baby. Check out Jesus. Amen? It's right there in the Bible. I didn't make this up. How do I do it? Okay, I see Him. Ooh, I see me. Lose weight by faith. Okay. Verse 2. Look unto who? Jesus. The author and what? If I'm going to make it, I need Him to help me make it. Amen? Who for the joy that was set before Him. He endured the cross, despising the shame. He sat down right now at the right hand of the throne of God. Wow. Number one, check out who? Winners. Number two, check out lose weight by faith. Number three, check out Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, it says, we look to Jesus by faith to get saved. That's how you become a Christian. You become a Christian by looking to Jesus, and though you've never seen Him, the Bible talks about Him. And you choose of your own free will to believe in what the Bible says. And that's how you become a Christian. That's how you get saved. That's how you become a child of God. But also, look at this. We look to Jesus by faith for endurance, for our survival. He is my Savior. He's saving my soul. But He wants to save my life. He wants me to keep going. He wants to help me. I have to look to Him if I'm going to make it. He's the author and finisher of our faith. This describes attitude. Okay? Look at Jesus' attitude. Look at this. Look at Jesus for a second. He lived by faith. I don't think we think this through enough. We think, well, no, Jesus is God. He didn't need no faith because He was in heaven before and everything. Now He's on earth and He's got it easy. I ain't never been there. Jesus humbled Himself. He became a man. He became a little baby. It overwhelms me when I think about it sometimes. He became a little tiny little bitty baby in Bethlehem. He so humbled Himself. And He was in a world of evil people. That little kid. Herod tried to have Him killed. Is that right? Wonder how many people could have just took His head in their hands and just crushed it. He became that little for me. And as He was growing, as He was doing what He did, He also had to believe that what He was doing was right. Did Jesus in the Scripture look to His Father a lot? Yes or no? Always talking to Him. Father, Father this, Father this. He lived by faith. Jesus trusted His Father God. Jesus prayed to His Father God. That's how He made it through it. Through faith. He's not telling us. He's in all points tempted just like who? But without sin. So we see His attitude. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Look at this statement. Who for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame. He sat down now at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be weary and you faint in your mind. What's that telling us? Check out Jesus. Jesus endured more than anyone. So check out winners. Check out yourself. Lose weight with faith. Check out Jesus. He endured more than anyone. Guess including who? You. Y'all listening or not? Are you like me sometimes? You can be so selfish and think about your problems and you've got it worse than anybody in the whole wide world. Say, can we just testify? How many people other than me is like that sometimes? All right, four of us. I think some of you are lying. Jesus endured the cross. Look at what He did. Jesus endured shame and suffering and opposition. Jesus endured, look at this one, rejection from His Father God. And some of you are here today and you're rejected. Rejected by maybe your father or by your mother. I want to tell you something. You're not going to make it if you keep looking at losers. And you're not going to make it unless you lose some of that weight. I'm going to tell you something. You can make it if you realize Jesus was rejected by His own Father. I get a lot of strength out of that. He turned His face from Him. Jesus endured carrying, and think you got a heavy load? How about this one? He endured carrying what? The sin of the whole world. I got too much on me. Try that. What I'm saying is look to Him. Look to Him. Don't compare yourself with somebody else's situation. Look to Him. We're talking about survival. It would be different if I'm talking about just having a good time. We're all going to have a little party. I'm talking about your very survival could be at risk right now. Hebrews 12:4. Next verse. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. What does that mean? I can't make it. If you're listening to my voice today, you haven't been shot in the head yet. You haven't been murdered yet. What's stopping you? Come on. I mean, come on. Last time I checked, ba-boom, 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 I still got a pulse. I still can make it. Amen? I hadn't resisted unto blood yet. Yeah, if you dead already, then yeah, I can't talk to you. But I'm talking to live people. You can make it. Jesus shed His own blood for me. What a Savior. So check out Jesus. We're done, Raj. We're rolling as quick as we can. He endured to the end. He finished the race. Say that with me. He kept the what? Faith. That's how you're going to have to do it. It was Jesus' faith that enabled Him to endure. It wasn't something else. It wasn't He had a little wand. You need to realize our Savior came, was made like a man. He had to endure by faith, by belief. Who for the joy that was set before Him. In baseball, you need to keep your eye on the ball. Keep your eye on the what? Ball. Always keep your eye on the ball. If you're doing like this, amen? Come on, watch the ball. Worry about nobody else. Jesus' eye was on the ball. It was on joy. Even though He struggled, even though He had, it was the fate that kept Him going, His eye was always on the joy that was set before Him. Would that change you and me if we looked that way? Say, would it change us or what? Keep your eye on the ball. Don't just hit the ball. Keep your eye on the ball. He knew He would rise again. He knew He would be highly exalted. He knew He would complete His Father's will. He knew He would save the lost. That's how He kept going. Amen. Jesus, look to Him. How did Jesus endure? Faith! We think it's some other way, don't we? No, He's God. No, faith. He's the greatest example of faith. Hebrews 11 has all these people of faith. Read the whole book of Hebrews. You'll find out who the real star of the book is. Him. He had the faith. How do you endure? Wouldn't we like another answer? Say, yeah, but I want another answer. There isn't one. Faith. That's how you're going to make it. Jesus Christ is not just some great example you read about. Jesus Christ, can you say it with me? Is God in the flesh. There's no one else like Him. Don't ever let your mind think there is. He can get you through anything. Did you know that? As you trust Him, He empowers you by His Spirit. That's the beautiful thing. As you look to winners, as you lose some of that weight, you keep your eye on Jesus. And He gives you power by His Holy Spirit. I said this morning, I watch a preacher from Lizella, Georgia on TV, a black fella. That did me. I don't agree with 3/4 of what he says, but I love to hear him say, filled with the Holy Ghost. You can do it through the Holy Ghost. And I do. I watch him. Joy comes in and goes, what are you doing? I'm watching that guy through the Holy Ghost. I get encouragement out of that. That's who I have inside of me. Jesus empowers me as I trust Him by faith and I lose that weight of unbelief. He releases power in my life. And that's how I make it. And then sometimes I get the weight back on. And I don't believe. And I lose my power. Does that make any sense to you? Through Jesus Christ, you can move forward. Through Jesus Christ, you can take it to another level. That's what I'm talking about. Endurance is our survival. A couple of last things, Rod. Beautiful. I love these graphics you've been doing. How do I do it, Clark? Review. Say it with me. Can we be loud? Come on, be loud. I've been the only one loud today. Come on. Check out the winners. Here's what the winners are saying to you from them big clouds. They're going, we made it so you can make it. Get your chin up. Number two, loud. Check out yourself. What are the winners saying? They're hollering down from heaven. Lose weight by faith. Help me. Come on. Have fun with this. Lose weight by faith. And number three, check out Jesus. This is how I survive. Here's what Jesus says. I finished the race. So you could finish the race. Any questions? I finished the race. So you could what? Finish the race. Now I'm going to tell you something this morning. I was preaching to myself today. How many knew that? A couple of you? Good. Preacher needs help too. Amen? So I was preaching to me today. And I'm going to tell you something. We at least had one decision. Amen? So I got the message, whether you got it or not. I hope you got it today too, especially if you're very, very needy today. If you're needy today, if you're hurting today and you're about ready to quit today, I believe you can take this to the bank. I believe it lasted centuries. It'll work for you. Amen?